The ECOWAS Parliament has called on government to suspend the closure of shops belonging to foreigners in retail business. The Deputy Speaker of the Parliament and MP for Lower Manya, Michael Tenyaono, noted that there is the need to step up education on the country's trade laws and regulations to help resolve the issue. According to him, if care is not taken, the push for regional integration will not materialize.
ECOWAS stands is that this action should be suspended and then more time should be spent in sensitizing the people, because this has been in our status for some time now, this law, irrespective of areas reserved for Ghanaian trading or retail shops in Ghana. But this law has not been activated. It has been very dormant for a very long time. Number two, the sensitization period has been so short to the extent that the real interest of the Minister of Trade has been misconstrued. Even though the thing is geared towards all non-Ghanaians, Nigerians are the people who petition their government and then their Senate and then the ECOWAS Parliament. And the whole thing has been misconstrued to mean that Ghanaians have targeted Nigerians. In this misconstruction, I think it will not be in our interest if that misconception goes away like that. I try to make reference to history, things that with Alien Compliance Order and Nigerian 2023, Ghana Must Go, and a lot of other activities. But the long and short is that we told the ministry to reconsider the decision in respect of the ECOWAS citizens, so that more time should be spent on sensitizing the people. And then we are looking also at the time when, let us say, this regional bloc is pushing very hard for regional integration, free movement of goods and persons and establishment, and in fact, equal treatment of ECOWAS citizens and Ghanaians. So we found that sincerely something is wrong and they must reconsider their position.
Deputy Speaker of ECOWAS Parliament and MP for Lower Manya, Michael Tenyaono. The Integrated Social Development Center, ISODEC, has also asked government to take a second look at its action to stop foreigners from engaging in retail trade. Speaking to Radio Ghana on Behind the News, the Director of Programs at ISODEC, Dr. Zakaria Yakubu, said Ghanaian citizens are equally into retail trade in other ECOWAS countries, noting that the government's action could have a backlash effect on those citizens. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
I think it's a very disturbing measure. It is ill-timed, and the government must be very circumspect in the application of this new measure. I'm glad to hear the Minister of Trade talking about a different requirement for ECOWAS citizens, but she must come out very clear on the requirement for ECOWAS citizens. Otherwise, the ramifications, both socio-economic and political, will be too negative for us to bear. I just returned from Sierra Leone, where I've seen a lot of Ghanaian businesses in Sierra Leone. If you go to Liberia, it's the same thing. You have Ghanaian chop bars in Liberia, in Sierra Leone, across Nigeria, operating with a capital that's less than $500. So we must be very careful. We think that whatever the reason may be behind the 300,000 for startup capital is too prohibitive for ECOWAS citizens. But if ECOWAS citizens will be excluded from it, the government must come out clear. We think that it is still time, and the ramifications will be very, very negative, and we should be very, very clear in the implementation of this.
So, in effect, would this action affect Ghanaian traders in other ECOWAS countries?
It will severely affect Ghanaian businesses across the sub-region, and we must be very careful.
Director of Programs at ISODEC, Dr. Zakaria Yakubu. Meanwhile, the Interagency Task Force of the Ministry of Trade and Industry yesterday closed down a number of shops belonging to foreign retail traders in Accra who are not complying with the country's trade laws and regulations. Notices indicating temporary closure of shops signed by the Acting Director of Domestic Trade and Distribution of the Ministry of Trade and Industry, Kojo Intime Tuahene, were pasted on the entrances of the shops that were closed. Glenda Shelley was with the task force and has filed this report.
Before the task force got to the various locations at the Zongo Lane, most of the shops were already closed. Notes were pasted on the entrances of the shops for non-compliance with the laws of the country in respect to the GIPC Law 1994 Act 478. The acting director of the Domestic Trade and Distribution of the Ministry of Trade and Industry, K.N. Etiahene, said the shops that have been closed down will be reopened if the owners abide by the laws governing trade in the country. Some traders, however, are of the opinion that if they relocate the foreigners to the industrial areas, it will affect their business because they will have to travel long distances to get goods into the market to sell. They called on the government to find a way of getting them to reopen their shops. A foreigner who runs a shop, Karim Zahir, expressed worry and questioned why his shop should be closed down when he has all the necessary documents that the tax force required.
They said that as a foreigner, I cannot operate in Accra Central. I said, I am not a retailer. I'm a wholesaler. My customers are around the market. I just provide them the good and they sell it. And I had the big customer that comes from outside also. I have all my documents, all my VAT, all my IRS, all everything. I have paid every minute, every second, and in a good timing. I'm going now to the ministry and they will tell me how they will relocate me.
Glenda Shally filed that report. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, says the action against foreign traders will not stop until they meet the requirements of doing business in the country. Madame Tete stated that the Nigerian traders in Ghana sent a petition to ECOWAS, creating the impression that the closing down of foreign businesses was targeted at ECOWAS nationals, which to her was not true. Madame Tete noted that the exercise was targeted at foreigners doing business in the country illegally, adding that ECOWAS citizens who go against the law must also have their shops closed down. Madame Tete made this known to journalists after a closed-door meeting with a delegation from ECOWAS. Mark Ufiahe Ajimai has the rest.
Madame Hannah Tete stated that she had a meeting with a delegation from ECOWAS who came to Ghana to dialogue on concerns raised by Nigerian traders. She said during the interactions, the delegation asked that the exercise be suspended so these foreign traders can go through the legal process of starting and operating a business in the country. She said for a foreigner to own a business in the country, he or she must go through certain processes, including registering their businesses. Foreign traders, she noted, have been allowed to operate in the country for far too long, and it is about time an action was taken against illegal business operators in the country.
The Nigerian traders in Ghana had sent a petition to the ECOWAS Parliament, creating the impression that this was an exercise that was being undertaken only on ECOWAS citizens. This is not the case. As we have stated from the beginning, this was always an action against foreign traders. Yes, ECOWAS traders are also included in foreign traders, but it is primarily an action against foreign traders. In the course of the discussion, I informed them that we did recognize the ECOWAS rights to establish. In order for you to benefit from the rights to establish, you must meet the minimum obligations that go with that right. You must register a business in Ghana. You must register with the Ghana Revenue Authority. You must pay your taxes. You must charge VAT. You must also be legally resident in Ghana.
The Minister of Trade and Industry said these foreign traders have been asked to report at the ministry so that they can be advised on the right procedures they have to follow. She said during the meeting with the delegation, she made it clear to them that foreign traders must relocate outside the commercial centers of Ghanaian traders to do away with any tension.
They asked if the exercise could be suspended with regards to ECOWAS citizens. I told them that I would consult with my colleagues on that matter. But even if we suspended for the purposes of further education and information, that should not be interpreted as stopped.
Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, ending that report by Malku Fiahe Ajumai.